All right. We've got David on line two. David, thank you for calling the Buchanan and Seton Show. What's your question or comment?
Hey, David. Wanted to start off, you know, I really tried not to presume how to tell my black friends or Asian friends that are, you know, what they should think or do. But I wanted to share how dismayed I felt or how I feel when I see pictures of looting in the news or, you know, see some of my black friends on Facebook justifying looting, because I don't think it's helpful or necessary. You know, I think Black Lives Matter has changed the hearts and mind of a nation, you know, recently, and their influence is growing. I mean, the change is palpable. I feel it here and, you know, where I live, and you know, Black Lives Matter has highlighted, you know, generations of injustice. It's become mainstream and attracted new allies. And the looting, in my opinion, discredits the movement entirely. I think the endorsement by a BLM spokesman discredits it further. It's, you know, it's petty theft. And that also petty theft discredits the grave injustices that the black community has endured, you know, for generations. It also scares allies away. You know, it gives the enemies of the movement ammunition, lets them easily discredit them, and, you know, all that kind of goes with it. And I also think the assumption that business owners are rich or they have insurance or their looting doesn't matter, it's just a bunch of hand waving, it's false. You know, it's harmful. It doesn't help the movement, doesn't help them, and it just further divides everyone. And, you know, we really need solidarity as a nation, you know, as people, to get past, you know, hundreds of years of racism and blatant injustice that's plagued the black community, the Native American community, and all these communities. And we're not going to get there by fighting with each other or trying to get attention through harm. So that's my comment.
What's his name?
David.
David, this is Atiba. I got a question for you. Not even a question, yeah, sure. Just a comment. First of all, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your sincerity. That said, speaking as an African American, I can tell you where some of our frustration comes in, because you raise valid points. The problem with that is when you compare it to everything else, especially as it pertains to protesting. So you got Colin Kaepernick. He didn't loot anything. He didn't harm anyone.
Absolutely.
He didn't hurt anyone. Yep. There was nothing violent about what he did. And yet somehow the way that he decided to protest was completely unacceptable, to the degree that it booted him out of the NFL. And so when we have situations where when people it's you just get frustrated because, you know, what is the right way to protest? And I'm gonna speak plain. What's the right way to protest that white people are going to say, you know what, that I can get on board with, and now I'm going to help you? And so, that's the frustration, because it doesn't matter what we do. So now I don't. And when I say you, I'm not talking about you individually. I'm saying I can understand why people would say, I don't care what you think anymore, because it doesn't matter. Because if I'm nice, it doesn't matter. If Barack Obama spoke the king's English. He was arguably the greatest orator this country has seen since Martin Luther King Jr. And guess what? He was still an N-word. It didn't matter. Mm. And so,
but he's you know, as a white person speaking, sorry to interrupt, but two people you mentioned, Colin and Barack Obama, mm-hmm. are heroes in my mind, because you know what? They both always did the right thing. Colin never belittled himself, and so that will endure. Now let's just pretend, you know, Colin got petty and did something, you know, to discredit himself. You know, he would have lost that status. And I think for both Barack Obama and him, is history will view them very well. Like, for hundreds of years, people will look back and recognize the racial injustice that Barack Obama endured, the blatant, you know, ridiculous statements, you know, made in mainstream media against him, all that stuff. That's how he'll be remembered, as, you know, as a shining example of doing the right thing. And, you know, I mean, I had the benefit of hearing Michelle Obama speak at work, you know, and, you know, I just felt, you know, so proud that, you know, it's such a fine person, and listening to them, you know, just, you know, made a huge impression on me. And I think the people that are, you know, the people that are against Barack and Colin, I think they're very loud, but but they're small and their numbers are dwindling. So I think his, you know, it's, I understand the frustration. I don't want to tell people what the right way to protest to get white people's attention, but I can tell you that it's gotten my attention. And that's all I can say.
Thank you, David. And that's, again, we appreciate the call.
Yeah, for real.